We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikochayim, the laws of Mincha. The next halacha regarding Mincha is that you're not supposed to start things that will ultimately force you to miss Mincha. Meaning, let's say you know Mincha is around the corner, it's almost time for Mincha, and you want to take a shower. You want to go in and check how your stocks are doing. You want to see what the Gemara calls your bursiki, your hides. You want to go in and have a meal. You want to start a court case. So lechatchila, the halacha says that from a half hour prior to the time of Mincha Ketana, you're not supposed to start. Don't start a meal. Don't go into to shower, to bathhouse, to Mincha Ketana, to the later Mincha. Daven and then do them. If you started, you don't have to stop. Don't go in for a haircut. Chazal say once you started, you sat in the barber's chair, assuming you have good reason to believe you'll make mincha afterwards, so you could be lenient. So we take these things specifically for things that will take a long time, meaning don't go into a meal of a wedding, don't go into a meal of a bris, don't go into a big fancy meal if you haven't yet daven mincha, and then go for the meal. Even if it means you'll daven without a minion, but don't start the meal because we're concerned you'll miss mincha. Where our custom is to be lenient. If you want to take a regular shower and then go daven mincha, that's okay. Our showers don't take so long. They used to go to a whole bathhouse and do a whole spiel by us, 20 minutes, you're done, you're ready for mincha. So that's why we're lenient with our meals and our showers. But again, the idea we understand, and if it's a big meal or you're going to go swimming, for example, you're going to go to a pool or something, you're going to do something that's more than taking a regular shower, so then it would seem that these things apply. Daven mincha and then go do the things that take longer. You're going to a sauna. You're going to sit in the Schwitz room, what's it called? Sauna, okay. You're going to be doing this whole thing, so that really you shouldn't do before mincha. Meaning, if it's early afternoon, fine. But if mincha time is coming, so sometimes people after the sauna, they need time to recuperate, they're a little wiped out. So the halacha wants us to first have mincha and then go do the other things. If you want to eat a small amount of bread, you want to eat fruits and vegetables, fine. But technically, a person should rather daven and then sit down for a meal. If a person is hungry, he's thirsty, he won't be able to focus on his davening, so then it's okay. He could sit down and have a sandwich, whatever it is, and then go daven his mincha, provided that he won't miss mincha, provided that it's realistic, that he will accomplish both.